You're listening to SBS News.
3 years on, and Rupesh Udani's pain from losing his son Dayan is still raw. But there's one decision that he's never regretted.
Organ donation is the best way to go. It helps people. Dayan is no more. So it's best to save other people's lives.
The Udani family follows Jainism, and at the time, Rupesh believed donating his 7-year-old son's organs would be against his faith, even though it was Dayan's wish to donate his organs after learning about organ donation at his school.
My wife told me at that point of time, and she told me we have to acknowledge Dayan's last wish. And at that point of time, we also consulted our religious leader, and he supported us through whole organ donation process.
From a low base, Australia is now on track to become one of the top 15 countries in the world for organ donation. In 2018, 1,544 Australians received transplants, a 10% jump from the previous year. In almost a decade, the number of organ transplant recipients has soared by 93%. Australia's consent rate has also increased in 2018, with 64% of families agreeing to donate a loved one's organs. Federal Minister Ken Wyatt, who's responsible for the Organ and Tissue Authority, has met transplant recipients with a new lease on life at Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital.
Australia has an international record that is to be cherished, and that is because of the combined efforts of the Australian Society in becoming donors, the teams that work within the hospitals, the donor teams, the nurses, the surgeons, the doctors who are involved, but more importantly, the way in which the families approach the difficult decisions they have to make.
Jonathan Poole is one of those recipients.
I've always had cold hands and cold feet growing up, and as soon as I woke up, I could feel blood going into my hands and my feet.
There are still more than 1,000 Australians on wait lists for a transplant, so while the latest data is being applauded, hospitals stress more organ donations are needed. Valerie Duncan has been waiting for a lung transplant for nearly 12 months.
It's difficult. Your phone rings and you always think it's going to be St Vincent's. Never is.
Donor families are sharing their stories to raise awareness in their own communities. Australians from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds can face unique obstacles when it comes to organ donation. Lisa Woodland from the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service.
In conjunction with the Organ and Tissue Donation Service, the Multicultural Health Communication Service has been engaged in, for a long time, around our campaign to increase awareness around organ and tissue donation and to really encourage the community to have conversations, for families to have conversations and for people to have conversations with their friends and neighbours.
Rupesh hopes his story helps other families facing similar barriers to start the conversation.
Please think of organ donation. It saves people's lives. All the religions have supported organ donation process. So be strong. Have conversation with all the family members and your friends.
It's never been easier to become a donor, with residents now able to register online using their Medicare details. Alan Lee, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.